This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The federal government wants the private sector to invest more in rural America. That's a big goal of Tom Vilsack, the head of the Department of Agriculture. Vilsack announced the creation of a new fund this week designed to make it easier for investors to help finance schools, hospitals, and infrastructure projects. I sat down with Secretary Vilsack in his office at the Ag Department, and I asked him first why the fund would be appealing to investors.
Well, I think it's important for folks to understand that there's great profit opportunity and business opportunity in rural America. We're about 75% of the land mass of the United States. The vast majority of America is located in rural areas. It's where most of our food comes from, a lot of our water. So there's an importance to this place, and that's why I think it's worthy of attention and worthy of investment.
Talk to me about this moment in time. Why is this the moment for us to take a closer look at rural America, to engineer investments toward rural America?
Well, I think because they're great opportunities. I think we're learning more about how to use agricultural products to not just simply produce food and fiber and fuel, but now a whole wide array of chemicals and materials can be produced. So I think there's a lot of innovation that's on the cusp. I think the infrastructure needs of rural America are well documented. The American Society of Civil Engineers suggests that our infrastructure would rank a D+. Well, that's not good enough for us to be competitive in a global economy. We need that infrastructure to be improved. So the time seems to be right. The economy is beginning to rebound, but not all of the benefits of that rebounding economy have been spread equally around the United States. And so it's time for rural America to also benefit from an improved economy. But with this conference, these commitments, we think we'll see more job growth.
The president, the man you work for, has been making a lot of speeches about infrastructure. He's appeared in front of many bridges by now. The effort seems to be to get more Americans to care about infrastructure. Why do you think that that's so hard? You mentioned the D+ rating on infrastructure. Why don't Americans care about it enough to bring forth this initiative themselves?
You know, it's a mystery to me because there's no question every American has experienced some problem with infrastructure, a bridge that needs repaired, a street that needs repair, a highway that's not what it needs to be, a water project that's not being funded. We need to continue to make the case, the connection between your life and a better life and that infrastructure investment. There's also a need for jobs and skilled training jobs, the ability not to necessarily need a four-year college education. There are a lot of people looking for work that maybe have a community college education, maybe a high school education. These construction jobs, these trade jobs, are great opportunities for them to rebuild the middle class, to have an opportunity. So if we're going to be competitive, we need to step it up.
The president has made such a point of saying he's using the pen and the phone to get stuff done when he can't get help from Congress. You're somebody who had to work with or alongside Congress a lot on that farm bill, which took an awful long time. What do you make of the relationship now between the administration, between you and Congress? How tenuous is it? How difficult is it for you guys to work together?
Well, there are good people working in Congress, and there are obviously some deep-seated beliefs and feelings. I think sometimes the great thing about the Farm Bill was that people, I think, understood at the end of the day there was benefit for everyone. And I think also there was a crisis looming. If we didn't get a Farm Bill done, there was going to be permanent law come into place. It was going to raise food prices for people significantly. And I think that crisis situation motivated Congress to take the right steps. It's unfortunate that a crisis is required in order for there to be action. So I think absent that, we have to look for additional ways to make sure that there's something going on. And that conference, the Rural Council's conference, is a way of stirring the pot.
Secretary Vilsack, thanks very much for taking the time today. It's good to have you back on the show.
It's great to be with you today.